This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply. Mike Narkowitz, superintendent of the Glide School District. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing all right. Wanted to check in and see how things have gone thus far for the Glide School District in the new school year.
Well, we're off to a great start. Obviously, you know, the COVID-19 concerns and the protocols and all the mandates we've had to go through have, you know, stirred controversy and caused us issues. But we're off to a great start trying to get things back to normal.
And you guys had kind of a bumpy beginning, if I remember correct.
Yes. Well, we had a few COVID cases, and then we ended up with some bronchitis-type flu illnesses going around and caused us a lot of havoc. We ended up with a bunch of kids sick, so we went back and shut down for 10 days, a 10-day pause. Dr. Dennehofer caused it to get everybody healthy and get back on the back in school, and it went well for us.
So talk about how things have gone in terms of fall with some of the activities. What all is going on?
You know, obviously our sports programs are back to normal. We're playing football in the fall instead of in March like we did last year. You know, we've got FFA activities. We actually had an outdoor homecoming event with a dance for the high school. And, you know, teachers are teaching normal lessons, and we're back, you know, into in-person learning and doing things like that that we normally do. I mean, except for the mask and some other social distancing efforts, if you go on our campuses, it looks like a normal school year.
And what about remote learning? Are there opportunities for people who want their kids or their kids want to stay and learn from home?
Yes, we have an online program, an online academy that we started this year. We use our own, have software and everything's for the kids. They don't work with our teachers anymore. They work with Edminem, a program that we purchase. Many school districts in the area are using the same program. So it's worked out. Very few have taken that advantage of that. Most of our kids wanted back in school.
And what about the staff? Teaching is a full plate in a normal year. What's it been like to have another year with various added things you got to do?
Yeah, our teachers have worked their butts off to make educational opportunities for our students. They're tired. They're tired of fighting the mask, you know, the mask mandate. You know, we were hoping that we could have some local control and local choice on that. But our teachers, you know, again, back to normal lessons. It gets tiresome reminding students to put their masks back on and keep their mask up, as you can imagine. But the teachers have done a nice job. Our administration has worked well with them to eliminate some barriers and some other things that causes issues for staff on a normal year. But no, they're doing well, very, very well.
And what about staff this year? Anybody new principal-wise or changes like that?
No, our admin team's intact. You know, we have our Mrs. Beard at the elementary school is a second-year principal, and she's done a marvelous job. She's been at the elementary school for approximately 15 years, so we hired within again. And, we have our normal turnover. We've lost staff. We have a hard time getting subs, if we can get subs at all. So, you know, all the county schools, I think it's statewide, you know, trying to find bus drivers, trying to find subs when teachers are sick or classified are sick, but mainly the same staff.
I know that ESD is working on a new program, working with an outside group to help get more substitutes. Just how critical is that? How often do you find yourself with no sub to turn to?
Almost daily. The administration and the teachers get creative. They cover for each other's, you know, like in a middle school, high school, where, you know, a staff member has a prep. They give up their prep and we pay them for that. And then they cover a class. I've had to cover classes. I've had to jump in and teach a few classes, you know, cover lunch periods. Yeah, we're hoping that the ESD program will help us out there. You know, a lot of it's the job market, the job shortage. A lot of folks don't want to come into a school district with the threat of the possibility of COVID-19 still being around. And so it's made it very difficult. We had staff shortages before. You know, Glide's kind of a remote area. And a lot of times if you get a sub in Winston or something, they don't want to drive to Glide. So it makes it difficult. But we've managed and we trudge through it. But it gets more and more difficult.
And what about bus drivers? Now, I don't remember exactly how you're set up in terms of how you employ bus drivers or who you work with.
Yeah, we have our own bus drivers, and we have our own management. Brent Harvey is our director out there, and we have 9 bus drivers on staff. And remember, we go all the way from Roseburg all the way to Diamond Lake daily, twice a day. So we cover a lot of square miles. And our Diamond Lake bus driver's up leaving the shop and getting ready to go at 4 a.m. So it's a difficult job, and you know, we fight the weather and the roads. And but bus drivers, we've been fortunate to hire a few new bus drivers, and we have, you know, some that are getting ready to retire. So that's an area of concern for us.
What about with curriculum? Anything new introduced this year?
No, kind of status quo. I mean, we brought our, you know, during the COVID, when it was first happening, we cut band and choir because of, you know, the air quality issues. So we brought band and choir back, and we actually brought elementary music back at the elementary school, which we haven't had in 15, 20 years. So that was nice. But, you know, we still have our CTE programs and our offerings and FFA and the things that we have for kids. So,
talk about the role of your board in all of this for the last couple of years.
Oh, it's been a difficult challenge for our school board. I mean, we have one of the best school boards in the state. I say that every time I meet with you, but they do. They've taken on some controversy, you know, with all the mandates and the mask. And, you know, they work very, very hard. And, you know, they take some abuse that they shouldn't online and some things. I mean, they're volunteers. They're giving their time up. But our school board's incredibly dedicated to our staff, students, and our community. And they just work hard for us. And you know, I couldn't ask for a better school board. Brett Davis is our school chair, or our board chair. He's been, I think he's been on here for 10 years now on the board. And he's our rock, and he kind of guides us through some difficult times. So, but, you know, I think the community has come around and trust our school board to make good decisions. And I think they have. I believe, you know, during the worst of times, you know, you get stronger, and our board fought through some things, and we're in a good place.
What about looking ahead? What's ahead for the school district? Maybe things you're working on for down the road?
You know, we're hoping to get back to, you know, where we have some local control of the mask mandates, and, you know, again, expanding our counseling programs for our kids. We have some outdoor learning activities we're trying to get going. You know, watching our finances, we've lost some students to the COVID era here, and we're hoping they come back. So, you know, again, getting back to normal, Kyle, I think that's a key phrase that you hear all the time. And that's what we're working on, making sure that our kids graduate on time and do the right thing for kids, you know, keeping athletics and keeping our district strong, what we take pride in. So,
all right, Superintendent Mike Narkowitz of the Glide School District. Mike, thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle. You have a good day.
8:40, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.